This is episode 1781. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here. If you celebrate Easter, I wish you a happy Easter. In today's episode, we begin a brand new series we will explore all week long. And our series this week is about forgiveness. And this is part of a cleanse collection of meditation series we've been exploring for the entire month of April. And you could consider it a spring cleanse for yourself, or if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, an autumn cleanse. And as we explore the theme of forgiveness, you will be guided using meditation techniques in each episode. You will explore a breathing technique, an affirmation, a visualization, a chakra focus, and you will also do a reflection meditation. So this is what is coming your way this week. In today's episode, I'll start you off on your forgiveness journey. Forgiveness is one of the most difficult qualities to cultivate. And what surprises many people about forgiveness is that it's not a one-time, done, and move on process. It's not as though you forgive someone and then it's done, it's all over. You will never think about the grievance again. Some people may be able to do that if you do forgive and instantly you are over the grievance, then you have a special superpower, because for most people, forgiveness is a process. You can forgive someone, but what forgiveness is really all about is a journey you undertake. When something happens to you, it's not something you instigated. It's something that someone or something outside yourself caused you to feel some kind of suffering or pain, to the extent that it may have interrupted your life, and then it may be a burden you carry with you throughout your life. So it becomes a journey. And when you decide to forgive someone, because it is a decision, it's an intention you focus on and cultivate, and then that becomes a journey. And you may not have asked for this journey or even wanted to go on it, but there it is. And you're forced to make this decision as to whether or not you're going to harbor the pain or you're going to go on a forgiveness journey. You have to do something with that energy, that grievance, that burden that suddenly showed up in your life. And that's what causes you to decide what you'll do with it. And in today's episode, I want you to begin this journey with some important tools. And those tools are already within you. Those tools are your strongest qualities, your positive, light-filled values and attributes that can help you pull yourself out of the darkness and the deep pain and misery of harboring grievances and carrying burdens. So this will be a series about freedom, inner emotional freedom and how to use what you already have within you to manage and overcome the inevitable pain and suffering you'll face ongoing throughout your life. It's how you carry your load, not whether or not you have a load, because things will always happen in our lives, whether we feel we deserve this or not, that cause you to experience pain and suffering. If you'd like to go a little more deeply into this week's series, it's an important one, forgiveness, so you may need a little extra support. You can find the full guided meditations at the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to the full app of over 1,700 guided meditations. When you subscribe, you get 2 weeks free access. You also receive a journal customized for this week's series, a forgiveness journal, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques right there on it. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app for a deeper meditation experience. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, and you calm your mind and body, think about your best qualities. Maybe you're a naturally optimistic person. Or maybe you're a good friend or a great parent. Maybe you have integrity. Draw out those qualities now. Focus on them. Allow them to unfold more deeply within you. Make yourself alive with these qualities that are your true essence. Meditate until the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.